So P53, as you mentioned, is seen in a lot of cancers. Is there any evidence that these kinds of agents are going to work outside there?
Absolutely. It's my understanding that this drug started in ovarian cancer or has had some exposure or experience there. So perhaps, as happened so many times in the field of oncology, to brag a little bit for us heme people, something big starts in heme and it extends out into oncology. TKIs, monoclonal antibodies, all those started in blood cancers and have had a huge impact on, gosh, so many solid tumor patients. And so, I think this may be perhaps another opportunity there.
That's a great point. I hadn't really thought about it. What about tolerability issues with these new agents?
With APR. I think in general, there were some toxicity issues. Nothing out of the ordinary. Me as a listener, a non-participant in the clinical trial, picked up on as concerning. And certainly, for the degree of how bad this disease is, I think most of us and most of our patients would have a pretty high threshold for toxicity issues. But nothing stood out to me as overly concerning with respect to toxicity.
What's the connection between P53 and Del17P? And would you expect, these agents to work on that?
So P53 is on 17P. So the gene is on that region of chromosome 17P. So if you have a mutation in the gene, you can have the impact of that mutation. But if you just get rid of it, you also basically have kind of the same situation. So I think they're really talking about the same thing in many cases, if not most cases.
But do you think these kinds of agents would work in that situation?
I honestly don't know. If you don't have a mutant copy of P53 and you just have the region deleted, it may not work. They might have excluded those patients. You might have to have like a point mutation in P53. So yeah, I think you probably do.